Okay. I think.
Shut out!
Don't shit your pants now.
I mean, I might. Ugh, I'm just so gacy. Are we starting?
It's recording already, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, welcome to Potty Mouth Poopcast.
Yeah, Potty Mouth Poopcast.
Episode.
Seven.
That's great. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the future of pooping. As I speak, I'm having a bubble fart right now. It's just going up my butt. And it feels really funny. It feels like there's a tiny little spider running up.
Well, there's a difference. Is it going up your butt or up your crack?
Oh, my crack.
Up your crack. Okay. Yeah. Bubble.
Have you felt them up your butt? Like up your butt cheek? There's no room. There's no room between your pants and your butt cheek.
No, not there. I mean up your butt, like the hole, like back into the anus.
No, not back in.
Okay.
No. So how you doing? Tell me about your life. What's been going on since our last meet and greet?
Well, I've had a, like back-to-back doggy sittings right now. So as you can see, you can see, our listeners can't see. See all these chin hairs?
Oh my God.
I usually do now. I usually have a little tweezer that I have in my car. And I would like to thank each and every hair on my chin for...
On your chin.
Yeah, I'm like a fucking billy goat right now. And this is thanks to PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. It really fucking blows. It really is shitty. Although, I'm not going to lie, it's sometimes kind of fun fucking these bitches out. There's like at least a good 10, 12, 7 hairs that are just like a little fucking...
Why don't you just leave them?
What? No.
Well, what would happen if you left them? They'd be softer, wouldn't they? Like just like fuzzy?
Carla.
Soft fuzz.
It would be, but sometimes they poke me in the neck.
Oh.
I don't know. I just...
Well, I haven't done anything with my stash that's getting more and more.
You have a stash?
Yeah, right here. Like, I mean, my fuzzy mustache.
Oh, it's so cute. It's so tiny. I've never seen that.
I mean, it's peach fuzz hair, but it's dark. It's like getting dark.
You're entering your mid-30s. Hello.
Hey, I'm well away from my mid-30s, okay?
What?
I'm in my early 30s.
You're 33.
Yeah.
I guess 34 would be. 34, 35, 36, I consider mid-30s.
Well, I'm not there.
All right.
Somebody call me Miss today, goddammit.
Miss or
Miss? Miss. Thank you, Miss. And I said, you're getting $2 extra for a tip.
Cool.
I didn't say that. I just did it.
You should have told him that he'd call every old lady Miss. You did catch on. Oh, yay.
Fuck you.
Kristen.
Yeah. You're blowing out the speaker.
Oh, sorry.
Quit laughing.
Yeah, right into it.
All right, so listeners, listen up. We're going to get real Quaker Oats here.
Quaker Oats.
I don't know. I'm just making it up.
What does that even mean?
So tell me more about your day. I mean, your life.
Let's see. Okay, we covered dogs.
Yeah, your dog sitting.
We covered chin hairs.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
So my BFFFFFFF.
BFFF?
Yes. She is staying with our family for a few months.
Nice. Christy Anonymous, yes.
Yeah, Christy Anonymous. Actually, she will be a guest on our episode, on our podcast.
Wow, winning.
Next episode, because some of the things that we're going to just like cover a little bit of today, she will be delving into next episode.
Because she has personal experience.
She does.
With
she has
it.
Personal experience with the things that we're going to tell you in a little bit.
Oh my God.
So anyway, so she's in town and we have been cooking up a fucking storm because we have been cooking twice a week for 5 people, everyone that's in the house. And it's been going great, man. It's good. We're doing a lot of Whole30 recipes. We're not doing like official rounds, but definitely a lot of very Whole30 meals, and they are filling delicious. So yeah, it's been worth the work.
Yeah, it's been pretty fucking amazing. I can actually like wake up in the morning and not feel groggy as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm still tired, but. Yeah.
But you don't feel like the world is about to end because
I have to get up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the most amazing thing. And that's the only thing that I've changed. It's the only variable. And that's why I know
what the food?
That it's the diet.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That it's the food that I'm eating. So yeah,
makes a big difference.
It's so amazing. I recommend it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I really 100%. Do. Yeah, even if you don't like ever like continue eating that way,
just but go ahead and feel what a freely fly is.
It is so different. Yeah. Yep. So much energy and and I don't find myself craving stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
That
and
is
I
crazy.
Usually crave sugar, mm-hmm. sugar, and more sugar.
I've been meaning to ask you, how have you been doing without putting sugar in your coffee?
Pretty good. Usually it's made me drink less coffee, which I've been wanting to do anyway, mm-hmm. because I can't handle just straight up coffee. It's too bitter for mm-hmm. me. It's no bueno. Mm-hmm. So what I can do that's Whole30 approved is I can stick it in the blender and put a little bit of coconut oil or like almond milk mm-hmm. or dates
yeah.
or all of the above. And then just blend that shit up and it's frothy and it tastes like a friggin' latte.
Yeah, Michael made that for us.
It is so good.
And it was...
And really, like...
It was probably better than a latte, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, all you need is like a date. Mm-hmm. Like those little dried up prunes or what is it?
It's a date.
Excuse me. No, not a dried up prune. That's a prune.
That's a plum. It's a dried up plum.
Right. Scratch that. A prune.
Ricky.
Wait. Fuck. Dates.
A date.
All you need is a date.
But you have to remember.
And some flowers and chocolate.
You nerd.
Yeah, okay. I tried because I was just losing.
Okay, I'm so glad that it's not me this time saying all the fucking lame jokes that no
yeah,
one
Yeah, you have really lame
they're
jokes.
Real bad, man.
Yeah, like, they're bad. Okay.
It was you.
It was me.
So yeah, but remember to take out the little bone or seed inside the date.
Yeah, take out the bones. Debone your dates.
Aww. Anyway.
Hey, come back.
Speaking of hair. Oh, wait. No.
Oh, yeah. No Shave November has been amazing.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Really great for me. I realized I don't grow very much hair, like, top of the knee up. Mm-hmm.
You lucky bitch. Like, in general?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, because I've been letting it grow. And then, but the knee, from the knee down, it's like... You know, California wildfire kindling.
Oh no, Carla, too soon. Too soon.
Ah, no, it's great. Sorry, Kelly's. Zero people listening in Kelly. I'm sorry if you have relatives out there and they're struggling.
Yeah,
my
bad. Oops. So yeah, but our point is lots of hair. Furry.
Yeah.
Furry.
And I'm continuing this through December unless there's some reason I need to, you know?
Okay, that's
pits are,
cool.
Pits are getting rolled nice and hairy.
Yeah?
I'm ready for winter. The rabbit's fur is thick. It'll be a hard winter.
The rabbit's fur is thick.
Mm-hmm.
This, yeah. Yeah? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, where are you saying it from?
From Heidi.
Okay.
The grandpa says
but
it to
I
her.
Did I say it wrong?
No. He says, the rabbit's fur is thick. It'll be a hard winter.
You're doing better.
I know. I mean, but I still don't do it right on. Because he says fur. I wonder if he's like a French. Oh, yeah, they're in the Alps. He must have been a French actor.
That doesn't automatically mean they're French.
The rabbit's fur is thick. Fur.
Oh, my God.
The rabbit's fur is fur. I just can't say it quick enough.
The way Carla's mouth is trying to shape right now.
The rabbit's fur is thick.
It's like Donald Trump having a
Gross.
Stroke.
Don't mention his name in my presence.
I might have to beep it out because, yeah, it's like, ugh.
Gross. Ugh. You don't get to grace
Oh, my
this.
God. Yeah, let's just move on because he makes
classy
my tummy
podcast
upset.
With your disgusting name.
Yeah, it is pretty classy. Our podcast. Yeah,
oh, thank
not,
you.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. No, I would never. That would be... Such a big lie.
Sick.
I'm sure he likes to think he is, but no.
No class.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to class?
Not even sass.
Oh, speaking of class.
Yeah.
So, last thing before we jump into it, I think. Oh, no, not last thing, because I have to plug my show.
You do. Plug it in.
So there's this ridiculous, quote-unquote, trend mm-hmm. about sticking your boob out of your shirt and dressing it up like friggin' Rudolph.
Yeah, so it's like a red nipple sticker or nipple cover, and it's some, you know, some of them are sparkly, and then you put googly eyes on the top of the boob, and then, like, also, and then, like, antlers. And it looks friggin' hilarious, but I could never wear that to a family event.
It's mostly just disgusting.
Why?
Because it's like, why aren't you just walking around naked then? Like, just take your fucking shirt off.
Because then it's not hilarious.
But how is it more just hilarious than it being like, look at my boob? Because that's what it is to me. I feel like it's people being like, look at my boob. And it's not about like, look at the statement I'm making.
It's about, breasts, look at my funny boob. I made it into a reindeer. How crazy is that? Like, who? How do you come up with that? You're like, you know what? I'm going to cut a hole in my sweater. And then just make it somehow look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, like, what if a dude did that with his butt cheeks or, like,
oh, I would love
his
it.
Wang and just walked around a party being like,
okay,
hey, it's Rudolph, though. It's Rudolph. But I'm getting away with it because it's Christmas.
A wang
and I'm being
isn't
funny.
The same thing as a boob.
A what?
A wang is not the same thing as a boob.
It's a place of modesty and whatever.
Okay, Miss 1600s.
I know. I'm weird about things.
Boobs?
Randomly. Yes.
Is it because you feel like you would never be able to pull it off, so you're like deeply, like you're secretly deeply just jealous about it?
That no, because I have amazing tits. That's why I think people are just like, look at my tits.
And what's wrong with that if you want someone to look at
you? Because they're already there. You can already see them. It's
no,
not
you
like
can't.
Unless you flatten them down. They're already going to pop out of your shirt into the three-dimensional,
but
three-dimensionality.
It's not funny if you... It's not as funny because it's just... I think it's the ridiculousness and the how far people are going with this.
Like for attention? Because that's all. That's part of it. Look at my tit. Attention. Me.
I mean, yeah.
Me.
That's totally... But I mean, that's why also why people wear ugly sweaters, because they want people to look at them. Otherwise, they wouldn't make them ridiculous. And that's what the whole boob as a Rudolph reindeer is. It's a ridiculous situation on your chest. Just like an ugly sweater. Except with more skin.
I think I might be triggered because this goes deep. This goes deeper than just, like, look how stupid that is.
Because other women might feel, too, like, I have great tits. But, and now this is my one chance to get for everyone to see it.
Yeah, without keep giving away the nipple.
Yeah, kind of like how Halloween is for a lot of college people.
I suppose. See, that's what I'm feeling is the equivalent. It's like, keep the slutty holiday to Halloween. We have all agreed as a culture that that's when we get to slut it up. Keep the holidays holly day.
I know.
Let's make the holidays great again.
No. You brought him back up.
I know.
You suck.
I know.
Oh, my God. What if Trump did it with his saggy tit?
I mean, oh, God. Jesus. God.
Can you imagine?
This is over. We're done here. No, I don't want to imagine anything.
Picture it. Everybody, this is the greatest.
Stop! Oh, that's better than I'd ever imagined you being capable of doing. What?
This is the best boob ever.
God.
What does he say?
I fucking know.
No boob has ever looked better outside of their shirt. With a nose. and had their
goofy I feel like
eyes.
If I was at a party with my boob out like that, I'd sweat so much that the nipple cover would come off.
No, you wouldn't, because your boob would be out, so it would be refreshed with the breeze.
That's another thing. It's like, oh my God, I would feel so exposed.
Carla, you wear bikinis on a beach. How is this any different?
But I'm covering most of my tits and all of my vagina.
Okay, well, if the issue is the amount of boob that's out, why don't you just make the nose bigger and pick, like, gigantic googly eyes and antlers? It'll cover up most of it.
I just farted.
I heard it.
Okay.
I was just blasting on over it.
I don't know, dude. You're just... I don't know.
Ah, Rudolph boob.
All right. I guess we're at a... I don't know. Agree to not disagree?
I don't
Because
really,
I don't...
I mean, I don't know if I would do it. You know, the only way that I would do it is I would do it in the privacy of my own bedroom slash bathroom or anywhere.
But in that case, what's the fucking point?
No, because I would take pictures of it... And then when I was really old, I would send them as Christmas cards to people because then it'd be like, look at how young and up in the air they used to be, you know?
Up in the air?
Or not down to the ground.
Fuck.
Because you know how they say that, you know, the older you get, the saggier they go.
Oh. Oh.
So then it'd be like, look at how perky yeah, they used to be.
You're talking about, like, gravity and, like, mm-hmm. the perkiness of a breast.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, about how hip you were as a young person. And that it's going to be a term in the year 2000, whatever.
Oh.
Look at how up in the air all the kids were. I'm like, wow.
No, I am not predicting slang for okay. the year 3000.
Although, okay, copyright, we invented that word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. TM.
Hashtag, if that's still a thing.
Oh, it might smell, I'm sorry.
Man.
Oh, it does.
Oh, no. I'm Carla, sorry. I don't have something to fan it with.
I had a lot of eggs.
Bring it on over here.
I'm sorry. Don't. Well, why are you smelling?
Because I don't smell it.
Oh, good, good, because... I think we fanned sufficiently.
Okay, good.
Before I got bad.
Where's okay. the dog? The poor guy.
Definitely not behind me. Why doesn't he curl up by our feet like regularly?
Because his little blankets aren't here.
Ugh. Okay. So. Oh, yes. Okay, so actual last thing before we go into what we're here for. Yeah. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah. So, what's the topic of today? Okay. That's right. Toilet, the future of... shut up. You do that all the time. And
yeah, but it's fun when I do it.
You're such an ass
crack. I am an asshole. The topic we chose was the future of pooping, like composting toilets and family cloth, etc.
That was family, not flamily.
Shut up.
Got your
and
back,
so when
bitch.
I started my research, the first thing I was looking at was like toilets around the world. Because I'm like, okay, are some people a little bit more advanced in the way that they go to the bathroom? Whatever that might mean. And it turns out that toilets and going to the bathroom around the world is quite different. Really, there was just so much that we had like could talk about that I was like, okay, well, yeah. We need to do a couple of episodes worth of this. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what toilets around the world are like. And then Sarah's going to talk about
a different aspect of the future of pooping.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, so first off, I found out that like Western
Europe, Western Union,
the Western world was basically the standard. So, you know, all throughout the United States and like Canada and in Mexico, most parts of Mexico, toilets are basically the same, that where you like sit down on the porcelain throne and there's a little handle and you flush it and stuff. And that's, you know, there's toilet paper. And that's how you take care of wiping yourself. So that's pretty much the standard and mostly, like,
excuse me,
the first world, like, European countries like that, where there's a lot of tourism, they usually have Western-style amenities in the bathrooms.
Cool.
Which makes sense. You know, you got to keep them Westerners happy.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they'll write you a review.
On Yelp. So, yeah. So that's what I found out. Also, so this is where it gets funky. In the Middle East and other parts like China, they have what's called kind of like the squat toilet.
Okay.
And that's a toilet where you just basically, it's like a toilet on the ground.
Also known as a Turkish toilet.
Also known as a Turkish toilet, yes, yes. And you basically just squat down and you go to your business. And then you have either paper that you bring in or there might be some there, but basically that's the biggest difference is that you just squat down. There's nowhere to sit. You're just like, do your
hovering
business.
Hovering over?
You're hovering over
a
flat porcelain toilet. Whoa. So like, you know how ours is kind of like a seat?
Mm-hmm.
Well, theirs is just like, it's almost like a picture frame, like a sink
mm-hmm.
in the ground.
Okay.
So you just squat over it. So
here's
your bowl.
So it's flush with the ground?
Yes.
Ha! And no pun intended with the flush
part. The bowl part goes into the ground.
Oh.
So here's that, and you're standing here,
mm-hmm.
and your poop goes in there.
Wow.
So you just squat.
Oh my gosh.
And some countries don't have, like, stalls. Yeah. My so you're just freaking nightmare.
Peeing and pooping next to just random strangers?
Yeah, so that's the Middle East. Let's go. Okay, I mean, like, you use a hose or a bucket of water to wipe with. Yeah. And then I said, I put in my notes, what if you need to wipe more than once? Like, let's say you have a bucket of water, yeah. Right?
Do you sit in it?
Is there, like, a cup? I don't know.
Is it communal?
Yes, that's another question. Like, yes, I would imagine it's a communal tub, like, bucket full of water that you're just like, scoop, rinse, but like...
Well, my poop isn't always rinse-worthy.
Exactly. So I'm like, you need something to scrub along with the rinse part.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand a hose, because it's kind of like a bidet pressure. With the... Oh, you spit on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a big old fleck.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
It's okay, I'm over it, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, there's a what?
It's a parchment of paper. Yay.
I love it when Carla quotes Friends. Oh my god.
So that was my question that I wasn't able to answer. So if there's anybody who's been in the Middle East mm-hmm. and knows more about how one would wipe themselves if you're...
You are on a fucking roll today with your ass.
It shocked both of us.
It did. You knew it was coming.
Well, apparently not that well.
And it was like at the same level of shockedness, you know?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Sorry,
oh,
sorry. God.
I love this show.
Shannon loves us. Okay, so...
Yeah, if anyone knows what the heck, like, more details of that, please.
Please.
Let us know.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I mentioned in China they have the same kind of thing going.
Because I can't even squat like that, man. Like, I don't need, like, handles. And then how do I wipe? Because
and then
I'm already falling back.
And then what if you've got a handicap and you're in a wheelchair?
Oh, yes.
How the fudging fudge do you do that?
Maybe they have a hole in the chair. And they just roll over it and just go.
Sure. That seems plausible.
Well, I'm using my imagination,
okay,
Carla.
All right, okay, touche. I mean, yes, fair enough.
I can smell it.
I'm sorry. Yesterday, Sarah farted, but nobody could hear it. And all of a sudden, just smells like fucking shit. And I'm like, you know, taking a couple of deep inhales. I'm like, is it me? Like, I'm like, where's it come, like, what smells bad? Is it my breath? You know, like, just not really sure. When you're not sure if what you're smelling is a fart, and you're like, there's no reason for me to move if it's not a fart, right? Nobody said that they farted. Why would it be a fart? Then I look, and then I'm like, I breathe again, and I know it's a fart. And the only person close enough to have made that stench was Sarah. So I just got really freaking mad, and I was like, did you freaking fart?
She got so pissed.
Because she knows, and this is the rule with me, and she just knows, and that's what pisses me off the most, is that I don't care if you fart around me, just tell me so I can go to safety.
But then you still do, and then you run away, and I didn't want anyone to run away from me. I was feeling particularly tender.
No. I could tell after I blasted you about it. Like, I felt a little bad, but also I was like, no, I fucking ate your fucking fart. And I don't enjoy eating other people's feces. So,
ew! I'm picturing you, like, eating it with a spoon and, like, not enjoying it, but still doing it.
The point is, that was really funny, that something that happened yesterday. Anyway, so China also uses the squatty pun. The squat toilet. It's because the squat position is supposed to be the natural way to release bowels.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, nice.
Like that I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, squatty potty has some good pointers. What?
What?
Just erase that. No, squatty potty has a point. I also read that public toilets... Gross! Stop being so fucking gross!
I can't. It's my nature.
She just... She put one of her freaking nails on me. Like, she... Where's that from? Is it your finger, at least? Or is it from your toe?
Why don't you guess? Why, how? I can't bend like that.
I don't know.
Either. It's from the pinky. Sorry, go back.
Public toilets in China often have no walls or doors. There it is. That's interesting. Chinese toilets also lack toilet paper. Some public toilets have an attendant who charge for toilet paper. They do that in Mexico, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder if that's because...
Well, in Mexico, a lot of the places charge you just to go in and use the bathroom.
Right. Sometimes it's like a little, like the train station. Pay to play, man.
Yeah.
And sometimes not even toilet paper. It's paper towels. Slices.
What? Pieces. I have never gotten a piece of paper towel. Oh, paper towel. I'm thinking an actual towel. Even though paper is right there in the word. I don't know how my brain skipped that.
Because you're zoning out.
No, I'm not.
Ah, yeah, you are. So some people bring their own toilet paper and throw it out. But definitely not in the toilet. So sounds like we're the only crazies. I don't know. China, what's up? How does one pee or poo in a squat position next to someone else? Even with doors, you're smelling things. You're hearing things.
Mm-hmm.
But then you take that privacy away, and it's like, how does anything get loose or released? How can you get on your phone to just scan? I mean, how do you do it? How do you just put, like, how can you poop around other people? Is it because it's culturally that's what is accepted and expected?
Mm-hmm.
Or how, I mean, I don't think I can ever do that.
It's got to be that, where they're just so used to it that it's not strange to them.
I guess. But, you know, here's my thing. If that's the case, then why don't we just walk around naked?
Because you're not getting naked to squat over a hole. You're just pulling down your pants. Like, at most, you would just see the butt cheeks.
But if you're a dude, don't your balls just fall through?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not a dude.
I guess that's true.
I don't know if they, like, have a way to, like, scooch down their pants where, like, the butthole is released but not the rest of the goods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Guys, speak up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Try this at home. Squat over just the floor and see if you can figure out a way where your balls don't come hanging down, and then get back to us because,
yes, please.
And, you know, if you have... You
PottyMouthPoopCast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Any photo evidence?
No photo evidence. Why? Why?
I don't know.
Do you suggest people communicate?
Because if they succeed, there wouldn't be balls in the picture.
Oh, no. You're just inviting weirdos to send us pictures of their balls and D's. I don't want B's or D's.
These are D's.
Or reindeer boobs. I don't want any of that. Next country. Japan. According to this article, the Japanese have created the most inventive sanitary toilets in the world.
Ooh.
And, yeah.
Oh, so okay.
And, you know, because Japanese have a history of being at the forefront of waste management, apparently.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I know, waste management. They do a lot of other innovative stuff, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that extended to toilets and stuff.
Yeah.
The thing about their toilets is that they're basically as hands-free as you can get. Which, yes, makes it pretty sanitary. I would say if you could just go to the bathroom with just pulling your pants down, doing your biz,
mm-hmm.
and then it wipes for you.
What?
And, well, like, basically it's like a bidet type of situation.
Okay.
And then, you know, you wash your hands and dry them without any having to touch anything. That's pretty hands-free.
That's got to be a lot of pressure coming at your cheeks.
I think so, too. Whoa, but I don't know. Cool. I haven't been to Japan, and I don't know
anybody.
Does
it dry you off, too?
That I don't remember seeing.
Air?
Again, any Japanese friends that we have out there that want to contribute, give us a holler.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving on to Europe. The European toilets, yeah, like I said, are pretty much like American toilets. But in some countries like France, Italy, and Spain, it's more common to see bidets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, they're French. Yeah, so it's a little more common to see that just, like, in a household, too.
And is it
where
like,
here it's kind of a commodity, you know? Like, yeah. I don't see too many houses that are, like,
no
bidet.
No, but is it... okay, so in the research that you did, is it usually, like, a toilet and a bidet? Or is it, like, something kind of, like, put together?
Toilet plus bidet. Like an addition to.
An addition to, okay.
Yeah, next cool. to. Like my parents' house.
I've seen a lot more commercials for those. It's a bidet, but they make it so that you can attach it to your toilet. And actually,
yeah,
I know a couple of our friends have that, and they, like, swear by it.
Mm-hmm. I know who they, you're talking about.
Yeah? I just didn't want to name them, because maybe they'll come back on or something once and sometime and talk about it.
That'd be cool.
Taco.
They'll taco about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But here's a little factoid.
All right.
The bidet was invented in France sometime in the late 1600s.
Whoa.
That's for freaking ever ago.
That was a long time
and
ago.
And it makes me wonder, like, how did the bidet work? Like, did you just have, like, the jester, like with a hose at the end of his mouth just going, like, blowing through the hose? And, you know, and there's...
No, I think it was one of those, you know, like, the...
Ah.
The little, like, squeezy fans that used to, like, air out the fire and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. I think they're called...
A blowy fan.
A blowy accordion.
There you go.
And a cardi blow.
An air accordion.
A Cardi B. Yeah. Totally. Okay.
Because I could see them, like, attaching the hose to that and, like, just, you know, going at it.
Yeah. Well, in Europe is where they have those pull cordy things to flush the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are cool.
Those are cool too. Yes, yes.
I don't know why we had to move on to like lame little knobs.
Yeah, they're not like, as dramatic.
Pull the lever.
Pull cronk.
Who doesn't want to pull a lever?
I love pulling levers.
I know.
I'm pushing buttons.
Everybody's just taking the fun out of going to the bathroom.
Uh huh. They're like, no, we need to make this serious. It's a very undignified thing to do, so we will make it as unpleasant for you as possible.
Mm-hmm.
No fun.
Hands-free toileting.
No, you still have to use your finger.
For...
pushing the handle down.
Oh, right.
You looked at me quite scared. Yeah, because you have to grab onto the...
Yeah, I got it.
The thing chain.
Yeah. Squat toilets are also around in Greece and Romania. If you have in your mind a picture of, like, those flat maps of the world, and from left to right it's, like, the United States, and then it's, like, Europe, and then all that jazz, and then India and stuff like that, it's, like, it's almost like it goes, like, you sit down, you get squirted, and then you start to squat, you squat some more, and then it's, like, super futuristic toilets.
Yeah.
And then you come all the way back around, and you've got America again.
Wow.
So, which makes me wonder, and I didn't look this up, I wonder what toilets are like in Australia. And I know an Australian, and I'm going to ask him.
Yeah. Well, all we know is that the water goes the other way.
Because of the crazy science of the planet. Latin America, regular toilets, but we told you about that. But it's usually people not flushing anything but what's in there. A lot of the plumbing and stuff isn't great, so you don't flush toilet paper.
Where?
In South America.
Oh, right.
Or Latin America, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you need to bring your own paper. Toilet paper. Not you don't bring your own toilet paper. BYOTP. That's how you does.
BYOTP.
Either that or you're paying to get in. And like by then, some people have peed themselves. Mother.
You're so mean.
I know. So if you have to go to the bathroom in Mexico, just know that from the time that you get out of the car to the gas station toilet, you've got to go through like the three Billy Goats gruff. And answer question three.
Yes.
Be like, do you have 15 pesos?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your own toilet paper? If not, would you like to purchase some? Then you go to the toilet and you're like, which one of these stalls has a working door?
That's right.
Oh, great. It has a door and it works, but
it's
opaque.
Yep.
It's not opaque.
Mm-hmm.
It is sheer. You can see everything.
Or when there's like the curtains, but they don't but they cover like a foot, like just in the middle. And
yes.
So like
you can see everybody's ass cheeks.
And everyone wiping. It's just
And if you're waiting,
just don't make eye contact.
I hate that people like when you're in the bathroom and say there's a line or something, and people come way too far in, and you're trying to go to the bathroom, and you, like, the door's closed or whatever, but there's still, like, slits down the sides, and it's, like...
Clear as day.
Can you just, like, turn around while you're standing in line and, like, stare at the wall? Because that's what I do. Because I am a classy broad.
Me, too. I respect people's wiping privacy.
Other people's privacy.
Oh, it's the worst when you just look up and you make eye contact.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to. I don't want to look at you. Like, see, that's why I don't understand how you can poop next to somebody without doors. How? What? Like, I couldn't make it in China. I couldn't.
No.
Or Turkey, apparently.
Wherever they don't have doors, it would.
But I hear they
I
have
would bring
good
like
spices.
My own little what?
Nothing. You'd bring
little,
your own doors?
Little pop-up walls, like a tent, you know?
Like a pop-up tent?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice, yeah.
Or bring family with me to do the thing that I used to do when we would change in, like, the middle of the park.
Casita.
Mm-hmm. You hold the towels up.
Hold the towels up. You need, you know, about two people.
Two people.
So, yeah. That's that. In Africa this Christmas... Africa. Okay, here are my notes for Africa. It says Northern Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's our Western style toilets. Most African countries.
Really?
Sub-Saharan Africa. There aren't usually facilities of any kind. People have to go outside.
Oh.
So, which makes me think, what are you wiping with?
Plants.
So, I'm wondering if this is an issue. Do they like it? Do they not care? Again, is this something that's kind of just normal for people and it doesn't bother anybody one way or another because that's just the way life is?
Yeah.
If anybody knows anybody's from Sub-Saharan Africa.
Sub-Saharan Africa. I've never even heard that term before.
What's the deal? So we'd like to know. But hotels and shit have Western-style amenities. I went to South Africa, and, I mean, it was Cape Town. Pretty westernized toilets. I don't remember anything being weird.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was, it didn't pop up enough to make a difference.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. That's it for my toilets around the world. Other than the squatty potty and, like, super smart toilets from Japan.
Yeah.
Or it's not squatty. I keep calling them squatty potties.
I was wondering why you, like, brought that in.
Squatting over the toilet. Like, oh, okay. Squat potties.
Squat potties.
Other than those two, I didn't really see anything that was different from Western toilets or going outside, I guess. So, yeah, if you know of a different method to go, that's another interesting thing. I think a topic maybe we should cover is a topic about how people with disabilities go to the bathroom.
Yeah. That
might be a good awareness thing.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, you know, sometimes people don't want you to know certain things about their disability.
Yeah.
But if you do end up knowing... It helps you be a little bit more sympathetic
and
to people's needs.
Definitely.
Kind of like, you know, IBS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to go to the toilet right now. And if somebody, and if you're a retail worker and somebody asks you that they need to use the bathroom or even says, hey, I have IBS, I really need to use your bathroom. Sorry, it's just for employees. No. You go, of course, I'll show you to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you get fired. And that's okay.
But then they'll, like, post your niceness on Facebook, and then you'll get 1,000 likes, and then you'll get hired again.
Or something like that. You know, we like to speculate. Here's something that I started looking into, and before we move on to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's an article that really didn't tell me much. What was it? It was a CNBC article, and this is the gist. Bill Gates is obsessed with poop.
What?
He gave nerds money to figure out some way to make toilets better.
Nice.
Because apparently he's all like, listen, we've made advancements in like every single area in humanity. And we're working towards bettering things in pretty much every aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
But not for toilets. Like toilets have been the same for centuries.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Well, like the same kind of concept.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, like either sit down or squat or whatever.
But it's basically a hole.
But it's basically, yeah, like you're still, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So he's like, let's come up with some ideas here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as the article went. It didn't actually say, oh, well.
This is what they figured out.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I guess, you know, they're they're giving nerds,
mm-hmm.
like, money to try to figure something out.
Yeah, shoot them up into the space.
Yeah.
What do you think the future of pooping is?
I think it's going to be whatever Bill Gates tells us to do.
Watch him and the Tesla guy, Mr. Musk, like, get together and find out, like, some really great way to shit. What if they create something that, like, a little thing or a pill of some sort that you take either before or after or while you're eating that makes pooping, like, just be, like, this little, like, tiny thing, like a little concentrated poopsicle, or I don't know, poop capsule.
Well, I did see somewhere that scientists have found one way to make poop a little bit more useful to society, and it's basically compressing crap hard enough to make it like coal ish.
Okay.
And it becomes like a fertilizer.
Yeah.
The idea would be to commercialize it, obviously, and sell it to like companies that grow stuff, but I don't know how you would get bacteria out of poo.
Well, let me tell you, because that was something covered in the composting stuff.
Okay.
So with this whole, you know, the future of pooping, I was like, well, I have a theory that it's going to go a little, the future of pooping might be a little bit more
natural
and eco-friendly. Yes. So one of the things that I was looking up on was composting toilets. And let me see. I took a little picture of it, of some of
the... Oh, that's going to help us on the podcast.
Oh, shut your fucking face, okay? Because I will explain it to you. So a composting toilet is basically a toilet that isn't connected to any kind of plumbing.
Okay.
It's to put yourself a little picture in your... put a picture...
Wow.
I'm going to pinch you.
I'll stop
so
looking
hard
at you so you don't feel like you're on the spot.
Okay, so if you imagine, kind of like a hole in a box. That's like a very simple...
A hole in a box. Okay, yeah.
So
I can imagine that.
Okay, good. So it's kind of like around that. So there's... Right, so there's three things that you need to make a composting toilet.
Okay.
Or that, or an aspect of a composting toilet that you have to have in order for it to work properly.
Okay.
Which is to balance between oxygen, moisture, and heat. And you need that stuff because, one, to lessen the amount of odor, and two, for it to process it enough that it gets rid of the bacteria. It, like, breaks down the bacteria.
What part of that? Like, oxygen?
I don't know if it's just the oxygen and, like, the fact that it evaporates. But where did I put my little note? When human waste is properly composted, the end product does not contain any pathogens or viruses. These are destroyed by bacterial breakdown. And then it just, like, leaves all, like, the nutrient-rich stuff that you can then use as fertilizer. So I think that's probably what they were talking about. They would probably go through that process first. Our guest next episode will be Christy, and she has a composting toilet in her RV. So she's used it, and I know that she takes steps to, like, prep it and then also has to, like, redo it. So I don't want to give out, like, wrong information, but I think a lot of them also have, like, a separate chamber, like, where your urine goes on one other chamber, and then your poop goes to a different chamber.
How does it sort?
Well, the one that I've seen, like, in person, it's like, you know, like, pretend like it's like a toilet hole, and then the first part is, like, divided.
Okay.
It's like a little, and you just, it's basically just kind of like knowing your aim, and then the other, like, towards the back is the other, like, bucket or something.
Oh, so, I thought maybe it was just, like, a grate.
No, but then, like, I mean, I'm sure there are fancier ones, but the simple ones that I've seen, because that one that I saw was like a created from home, like they made it.
Right. Well,
yeah. So I think that's pretty cool.
So many questions.
I know.
Because, like, you don't always have the same kind of poo.
No, you do not. Sometimes it's
diarrhea.
Very moistery.
Sometimes it's diarrhea. Sometimes it's diarrhea. What do you do?
Yeah. And for, like, females, well, no, I guess I was going to go period-wise, but yeah, menstrual stuff. But, I mean, I guess that most of the time it comes out when you urinate, not necessarily in the poo. And, yeah, sure, like, the paper has to go somewhere different, or you have to buy, like, paper that will work with that. Yeah, so it's very cool. I think a lot of people are more interested of it because of the eco friendliness of it.
Sure.
Not necessarily that they're going to be planting their own things and using it.
Yeah.
There's that part.
Yeah, okay. I've got plenty of questions about this.
What's one of your questions?
Well, what do you do with it afterwards? Let's pretend like it's a big bin or whatever that you use for a week. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you do with it afterwards?
You either take it to a place that accepts that stuff, or since it's been, like, the bacteria isn't there anymore, you can, like, throw it out.
Whoa.
Or put it in, like, I don't know, dig a hole in your backyard and
well, that's what I'm thinking. There. Like, we should just, like, throw it in the backyard.
Yeah, some people just fertilize whatever they happen to have of their plants and gardens and such. There's got to be facilities where they can, that receives that kind of stuff, too.
Yes.
And on the topic of the eco-friendly stuff, another way that I think that the future of pooping is going is with family cloth, which is just a very light way of saying not using toilet paper per se, but like little pieces of old rag or old t-shirts, or a lot of people are actually selling stuff like that on Etsy. They'll just cut out, you know, little rectangles of cloth and you use them. They'll have their little like bucket in the bathroom, so like when you go like number one, you just wipe with that and you put it in there. And then for number two, that one I think it's like if there's enough when you wipe, kind of tap it back into the toilet. Like if there's like a big old turd hanging on there.
Yeah,
and then you put the rest in the thing. But usually those buckets will be like prepared with like a vinegar and water or something where it kind of helps with the smell and to help them like start breaking down the
particle.
The stinky parts and the yucky parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And then you just wash them at the end of the day or the end of however many days you have of receptacleness.
Yeah.
You probably want to do it
more
often.
I could totally get down with that.
Yeah, me too. Especially, and actually I was reading a lot of people who who want to be more eco-friendly, and that's one of the ways they can kind of get around doing it. Mm-hmm. They'll start only using it for pee because it's a little bit easier to get on board with that. They'll start using it with that, and then, for example, like if they have guests come over, they'll still have like some rolls of paper for people who aren't comfortable using it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was this one family.
It's called family cloth.
It's called, yes, you all share one piece. Yeah, so they have that for friends and family who don't feel comfortable using it, but most people are cool. So that would be something I would be very curious to try, actually, because I've got a ton of, like, old towels that I could practice or something.
You sure do.
And it could be something I could get back to you guys about, you know, how that's going.
I thought you said give back to you guys.
I'm I'm going to use some family cloth and
the
then just
fuck
give it
would
back.
You give me your poop cloths?
Because recycling. One, it reuses like old towels and t-shirts and all that stuff. And two, you're not throwing all that paper, you know?
And you're gonna do laundry anyway.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's kind of where the future of pooping is, that I think. So it's gonna be like that, those people, and then the people who are using like Japanese, like super fancy toilets that clean your butt for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd be down with that too. I'd be down for exploring a little
same
jet action.
Yeah. Yep. You know those like really powerful blow dryers at a car wash when you come out? That's what I envisioned for a toilet. Because that would
It probably is some, like, maybe I missed something with the Japanese toilets. Maybe that is what part of the process.
Yeah. Although, I will tell you, if it's that loud, like the hand, like those dryers in the bathroom, I will not be able to do it. That shit, it blows out my eardrums so hard. It hurts. I get very upset when my ears hurt.
Oh, yes, you do. I'm thinking maybe it might be dangerous for some people, maybe, because, like, that's a lot of force. Like, it depends. I've never had, like, what if it's super blowing up into your vagina? That might hurt. And you're not supposed to, like, blow air up your asshole.
No, not to my knowledge.
Like, what if you have a really loose asshole? And air goes up into it. And the next thing you know, people are dropping dead because they've got air in their ass.
Wow. Well,
maybe it might just come back out.
Yeah, Carlos just let out her air, so there's that. Maybe they'll have settings. Like, how much air can your ass take?
Yeah.
Actually, some people have died from air compressors. You know those things that have, like, the really tiny nozzle, and they, like, like that really basket air?
Yes.
Because it's so hard and, like, pressurized that it can get through the skin and make like air bubbles in your places that aren't supposed to have air bubbles.
Oh my god, what?
I remember reading that somewhere, and I hope it wasn't like something fake.
Was it on that show, 1001 Ways to Die?
I think it was.
Because they have such weird stuff on that show.
Yeah. Like someone died from like a fish jumping out of the water into the guy's mouth.
Ugh,
and he died.
Oh, sick. Should have just chewed on it. You should have just been like, I'm eating this thing.
Oh, that's kind of, let's see, I'm trying to picture something down my throat.
Because he couldn't, because of the scales, right? He couldn't get it out.
Oh, yeah, that would be hard.
Oh, my God, I don't even want to think about it. What a horrible way to die.
Yeah, with fish taste in your mouth? That's disgusting.
Because you're, like, not just asphyxiating.
It couldn't be, like, a deliciously cooked salmon?
It's like both of them died. Like, this is it, buddy. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Fish is like, well, I'm going into your belly. And I...
Let me in.
Yeah.
I want to die in acid.
Oh, my God. What a horrible death. Do you got anything else?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways now that women are...
catching their period blood.
Yes. Oh, one of the ways is... also with like family cloth-ish along those lines, but they make them with like a little button so you can clip it onto like the back of your pantywear.
That's like, cool.
Put it on your pantywear.
Put it on your pantywear.
Okay. And it's the same concept, you know, it catches it and then you can just rewash and use the same ones. You don't have to be throwing out, you know, pads every month or tampons.
If I wear a pad, like, I know that I couldn't do a family cloth type situation because I would need, like, a million layers. Like, that shit is gonna soak through. And I that's why I need some patented technology. To catch
Well, they make different thicknesses and different lengths and for people who have... that stuff. But if you do have like a super heavy flow, for example, and if you wanted to go like really super eco-friendly kind of thing, you could go with a cup and also that.
You know,
the cup. Okay, so the cup is basically like a little silicone cup.
Yeah.
It's small and it folds up, and so you basically you shove it up your vagine and place it in a way. I have not tried this, but one of our listeners / cousin has used them. And then, like, that, it doesn't, you can wear it up to 24 hours, I believe, which I know a lot of women would be like, yes, give me that.
Yeah.
And it's up there. Supposedly, it's, you can't feel it or very, or comfortable. So, it's in there. And then when you want to get out, some of them have, like, a little ring or a little nubbin that you can, like, pull it back out. Then you just dump it into the toilet, wash it off, and
they, there's no leaks?
There's no, supposedly, there's no leaks. Very rare to have a leak.
What about sex?
Yeah. Well, you'd have to take it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah, because I guess it can't go that far in.
Yeah.
You can't reach it. Well, if you had a tampon, you'd have to take that out too.
Exactly. Yeah, and on top of, and speaking of that, like, I think guys need to get, I read an article where it was fighting for the fact that guys need to get more on board.
With period sex.
Because, one, it usually is relieving to the woman to have that pressure and to have an orgasm.
I wouldn't know.
during period sex. During your period. Two, it's when the woman is usually more horny because of all the hormones running around.
Yeah, so that's true.
So it's when you're more likely to get laid anyway because...
And you're less likely to get pregnant because that egg is dead.
Yep. Exactly. So it's another kind of like, oh, well, you know, it's harder to get pregnant.
And there's nowhere for a baby to implant.
Yeah.
Because that uterine wall is falling apart. Not impossible. You heard it first here because we are scientists.
We are scientists. So it's not impossible, but just the very least probable. Okay, so yeah, then what else? What were the other couple of reasons?
Cups.
I remember what we were talking about. I'm just saying, like, one of the reasons that they were fighting for, like, period sex is... You know, you could just clean up afterwards. It's honestly, like, not the worst thing ever. And, you know.
What did they call it?
Candy cane? Yeah.
Oh.
Why do I know this?
Yes, why do you know this?
Gross. I've heard it. I have heard it. A lot of stuff I learned in high school from mean kids that would say things to me and then I wouldn't know what it was. So I'd ask around. Like, so what's that? No. But, you know,
I remember when I didn't know what a poser was. I thought that I took it very literally, and I thought it was just people standing around posing. I'm like, yeah, what a loser. It's just such a poser. Yeah, so-and-so is such a poser.
My God, I hope they're getting not paid. What? I don't know. Just thinking of it, like, if that's your job, to be a poser. Basically, you're a model.
Yeah. Yeah, what a poser.
Such a poser.
Pose. 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 Sarah's doing some posing. She's such a poser.
I am a such a poser. So ridiculous.
I wonder if the kids know what that means these days.
A poser? Yeah, you don't hear it that often.
Oh. No, sorry. That was very sushi.
Very airy. Oh, man. No, I don't think the kids know. I haven't heard that term in forever.
Right.
That and copycat. And what's that other one where you're, like, trying to be something you're not? Well, maybe it was poser.
Oh, front, a frontin', a frontin'. That's all we use. Don't be frontin'. Putting up a front. Putting up a front.
We have a very cold front coming in this weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we've covered it all. I just wanted to let you all know that I sent a little message to the Poopery people via their website.
That's right.
And I am going to be so bummed.
You're going to be butthurt?
I'm going to be butthurt if I don't hear back. Because It's like, then don't have a message thing on your website if you're not going to get back to me. And I know you probably have like millions of people.
Did you send it from the Potty Mouth Poopcast email?
I can't remember. I may have put mine because I'm nervous that it wouldn't have like...
They would have been like, oh, this isn't serious.
Yeah, but I did put it in the message.
Oh, okay.
I did. Cool. I put it all up.
That is awesome. Because people, if anyone has connections to the people, the company of Potty Mouth,
of Poopery,
we would just friggin' love for them to sponsor us.
Or to just partner up somehow.
Yeah. Yes, anything. We love them, and we would love to be friends with them.
Well, like, I saw that
invite
video.
Invite them to, like, you know, holiday parties and stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
The owner, the inventor of Poopery. Mm-hmm. I saw the interview that you, like, tagged me in, and that was, like literally it was, like, you're our kind of people.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. Like, we were, you know, before we were just kind of talking about, ooh, Poopery, it would totally be, like, the kind of thing that we would talk, you know.
With our brand, yeah.
Yeah. But then after, like, listening to her, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, my God.
I love this woman.
Yes, I do, too. And she's a badass and a sweetie pie.
Yeah.
But
and a total, like, hero and hero role and model.
Yep.
For women of our time. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I bet she dyes her armpit hair. JKBFF. Poopery people, call us, okay?
Yeah.
And this is where you can get in touch with us.
Yes. PottyMouthPoopcast@gmail.com.
Isn't there something else? Like Buzz Sprouter.
Like what?
Buzz Sprout?
Is Ball Spreader?
Buzz Sprout.
Oh. Well, that's where yeah, they can Ball listen Sprouter. To us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but you said Ball .com. It's at Gmail.
It's at gmail.com, woman.
Oh, whoops. I'm so sorry. I messed it up.
One of those farts got up into your brain.
Ha, 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 ha. Yes. That was a Gmail. What's the Facebook?
Facebook @ Potty Mouth Poopcast. And then Instagram. Are you going to sneeze? Oh, man.
Yes, you asshole.
I was trying to make it go away.
Take that. I know you were because you're an asshole.
Instagram @ Potty Mouth Poopcast.
And I'm up your butt. On Thursday.
Oh, sure. we're gonna play a little song that one of my cousins sent to me randomly. And some I don't know if you guys have seen commercials of it, but with iPhones you can make an emoji that does like that reflects your face and whatever you're singing or saying. And this so she sent me the little poop emoji with this little song. I just love how she
it's pretty great.
It was awesome. Okay, all right, go pee.
I should pee.
And then we'll come back and say our goodbyes. Oh, dang. What? Well, fine. Well, toodaloo, because Carla's leaving and abandoning me to go do her wee. Carla, do you want this little sock of mine so you can wipe and practice with the fabric? She did not hear it, or she's ignoring me. So anyway, goodbye, people. We love you. Have a shitty week.